Appeals Court Chief Judge Lisa Neubauer is running for a seat on the state Supreme Court that would replace Justice Shirley Abramson, who's retiring. Election day is Tuesday, April 2nd. We just heard from her opponent, Judge Brian Hagedorn. I spoke with Judge Neubauer earlier this week. Judge Neubauer, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm so thrilled to have this opportunity to speak with you and your listeners.
Well, start us off with, we like to call it our elevator pitch. Why should the voters of Wisconsin vote for you on April 2nd?
Well, the voters should vote for me because I am really fighting for a fair, impartial, and independent court. I am experienced. I have 30 years experience in the law. I was a litigator for almost 20 before I joined the Court of Appeals in 2008. I have been elected in my district, which we hear the appeals from 12 counties around Milwaukee, twice. So this is actually my third campaign. And I have a lot of experience on the Court of Appeals and appellate position, 11 years. The Supreme Court appointed me to be chief in 2015 and 18. And what my record shows is that I am fair, impartial, and independent as a judge. And it's the kind of justice I would continue to be if I were honored to be elected by the people of our wonderful state on April 2nd.
To the issue of impartiality, these are officially nonpartisan elections, but the conventional wisdom is there are candidates who lean one way or the other. You were appointed at one point to a seat, I believe, by Governor Doyle, former Obama Attorney General Eric Holder's campaigning on behalf of you. What do you say to people who say you are, in effect, the Democratic or liberal candidate for the Supreme Court?
Well, I think it's, frankly, I think it's not quite a deep enough dive into my candidacy, into me, into my judicial record. So I have very broad bipartisan support. I don't know if your listeners remember Justice Bill Bablich, but he was on our Supreme Court, and he said to me when I first ran in 08, Lisa, the best way to run a nonpartisan judicial campaign is to secure broad bipartisan support. And I have done that every single time I have run. So I now am honored to have the support of over 340 judges from around our state. And just to put that into perspective for your listeners, there are 264 circuit courts, trial courts, 16 Court of Appeals. I have 340 judges supporting me. Now, that includes retired judges because they know me. I've been in the court system for 11 years. It also includes municipal judges who are very, you know, close on the ground. It is judges from red counties and blue counties. And I have over 80 folks from law enforcement, Democratic, Republican-elected sheriffs, DAs, former DAs. And it's true whether you're in the, you know, the immediate courthouse community or whether you go beyond that. I have very broad bipartisan support. So what does that mean? It means that, number one, 98% of the endorsing judges in this race are supporting me. But what it means more importantly is that the people who know our record, that of me, that of my opponent, the people who know us, trust me to be the kind of judge I've been for 11 years, fair, impartial, independent. No thumb on the scale, no ideology, no agenda, no predetermined outcome. We have to have our people in our state have confidence that our court system is a level playing field, that anybody who walks through those doors is going to get a fair shake, that there's no predetermined outcomes, that they will be met with an open mind. And that's the kind of judge I've been. It's the kind of justice I'll continue to be if I'm honored to be elected.
When should state Supreme Court justices recuse themselves from a case?
Well, that's a really important question because there's been a lot of talk of recusal in this race. You know, the recusal rule, it is not from the perspective of whether an individual judge or justice solely decides I can put my personal opinions aside. It is an analysis that comes from the perspective of the people. So the recusal analysis is, can, you know, a person or a party who comes before our court have confidence that the judge or the justice will be fair and impartial? No bias. So it is from the perspective of the people, and that's the analysis that has to go into looking at me and has to go into looking at my opponent. It also raises the question about the extraordinary amount of money that's being spent in our races. And there has been proposals to our Supreme Court to adopt a rule that is tailored or more focused on the amount of money that's been coming into our Supreme Court races over the last decade. And unfortunately, our Supreme Court decided not to even have a hearing on that issue, which I think is shameful. We need to hear from the public. And again, this is about our democracy. It's about making sure our people have confidence that our courts are there to provide justice for our people. And that is so fundamental to our democracy in this state. And I am fighting for that.
We're talking to Appeals Court Judge Lisa Neubauer about her campaign for Wisconsin's state Supreme Court. Now, I know I can't ask you about cases that are likely to come up before the state Supreme Court in the next couple of years. But looking back, is there a state Supreme Court decision that you think ruled the wrong way?
You know, I get that and other variations of the theme of that kind of question. But I'm very, I'm very committed to the concept that we have to come to every single case with an open mind. And the rules of judicial conduct really preclude me as a judge and as a candidate from opining about or, giving an opinion about any issue that might come before our court. Now, I realize your question was focused on a past case, but, you know, we get cases that have variations on the theme all the time. That's the way that the law develops. And so I am really committed to making sure that I can and will come to every single case that comes before our court with an open mind and no predetermined outcome.
Whether we're talking about courts at the federal or state level, there is concern that they've become more politicized over the years. Is that something that worries you?
Yes, and that's why I'm running, frankly, because we have to have our courts be in their rightful place in our democracy. You know, we learned about it in sixth grade or fourth grade civics, grade school civics, that, you know, we have the three branches that our founders set up, and we have the two partisan branches, and we have the nonpartisan judicial branch. And it's a great concern because we have to have our people's confidence in our courts. You know, when people come into our courts, you know, a lot of people say to me, well, how is this Supreme Court? Like, how is that ever going to impact my life? Right? But when people walk through those doors, they often have so much at stake, whether it's a victim, whether it's someone at risk of losing their liberty, their homes, their children, their livelihood, their rights. They need to know that when they walk through those doors of our courts, they are going to receive justice, not an ideology, not a predetermined outcome, no agenda, you know, just justice. And that's why I have the incredible support I have, you know, not only from 98% of the endorsing justices or judges, excuse me, but, 25 Court of Appeals judges, people who know my record, my opponent's record. I have 25 Court of Appeals judges. That's current and formers. But the formers know me because I've been on the court 11 years. I've worked with most of them. And 10 former state bar presidents wrote an op-ed to the Cap Times, former executive director of the state bar. You know, again, you know, embracing the idea that we have to have an independent, impartial judiciary.
And we'll leave it there. Judge Neubauer, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Appeals Court Judge Lisa Neubauer is running for a seat on Wisconsin's state Supreme Court. That election is Tuesday, April 2nd. She's facing off against Judge Brian Hagedorn. You can learn more about both of those candidates by visiting wisconsinvote.org.